Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and here Masechas Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Tes, the fourth paragraph of Yishmo. The Zichu Masechas Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Kana was asked, Over kochavimansha yolich anavi magas, may an idolater bring grapes to the winepress? Tosos explains that after bringing the grapes to the winepress, the transporter empties the grapes into the treading basin, which contains flowing wine. He replied, Aser, it's forbidden, mishim lech lech amri nazira, because of the principle of, we tell the nazir, go away, schor schor lekarmu lotikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Rav Yemar challenged him from a brice which teaches that if an akum transported grapes to the winepress in baskets or small casks, afu pishia yain mizalef alein mutter, even though the wine is oozing over them, it's permitted. Rav Kahan replied that he agrees that Havi, where the akum already brought the grapes, they're not prohibited after the fact. He was only ruling that l'chadchila initially, one should not allow an akum to transport them. Point number two, Rav Ashi ruled that if an akum pours a Jew's wine as a libation, prohibiting it in any benefit, although he cannot sell it to another idolater, sharei l'mishkal d'meya mahayi over kochavim, it's permitted to collect its value from that akum who prohibited it. He explained, mikla kalye, the akum essentially burned the wine, thus he's not selling him yain nesach, but collecting payment for permitted wine that the akum destroyed. Rav Ashi presented a source for his ruling. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said that if an akum made an apparent libation not in the presence of an idol, it is permitted in benefit for two reasons. Firstly, because an akum only performs nisoch in front of an idol. Secondly, because a Jew can say, Lo kohamencha shetes or yeni onsi, you have no ability to prohibit my wine against my will. Although the halacha does not follow these tanaim, and the akum is able to prohibit the Jew's wine through nisach, we agree that the Jew can say, you have no right to prohibit my wine and escape paying for it. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which the spigot of a wine barrel fell out, and an akum jumped forward and placed his hand on the opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Rav Papa ruled, Kodu ahadi barzo chamra asir. All the wine which is by the spigot, meaning the opening, is forbidden, vidach shari, and the rest of the wine in the barrel is permitted even for drinking. This wine is not considered one unit with the wine in the opening, so the akum is not viewed as having touched the rest of the wine. In another version, Rav Papa said that all the wine from the spigot and upwards is forbidden, and the wine below the spigot is permitted. Since all the wine above the opening would have flowed out had the akum not stopped it, this wine is considered a single unit, and the akum is considered to have touched all of it. The wine under the opening, which would have remained inside regardless, is considered separate and is permitted. The Gemara notes that this ruling is a subject of a Mechokas Tanaim regarding a Tful Yom who touched a hole in a barrel of wine. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Kahana was asked, Obed kochavi mao shiyolich anavim magas, may an idolater bring grapes to the winepress? Tosos explains that after bringing the grapes to the winepress, the transporter empties the grapes into the treading basin, which contains flowing wine. He replied, Aser, it's forbidden, mishim lech lech amri nazira, because of the principle of, we tell the nazir, go away, schor schor lekarmu lotikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Rav Yemar challenged him from a brice which teaches that if an akum transported grapes to the winepress in baskets or small casks, afu pishia yain mizalef alein mutter, even though the wine is oozing over them, it's permitted. Rav Kahan replied that he agrees that Havi, where the akum already brought the grapes, they're not prohibited after the fact. He was only ruling that l'chadchila initially, one should not allow an akum to transport them. Point number two, Rav Ashi ruled that if an akum pours a Jew's wine as a libation, prohibiting it in any benefit, although he cannot sell it to another idolater, sharei l'mishkal d'meya mahayi over kochavim, it's permitted to collect its value from that akum who prohibited it. He explained, mikla kalye, the akum essentially burned the wine, thus he's not selling him yain nesach, but collecting payment for permitted wine that the akum destroyed. Rav Ashi presented a source for his ruling. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said that if an akum made an apparent libation not in the presence of an idol, it is permitted in benefit for two reasons. Firstly, because an akum only performs nisoch in front of an idol. Secondly, because a Jew can say, Lo kohamencha shetes or yeni onsi, you have no ability to prohibit my wine against my will. Although the halacha does not follow these tanaim, and the akum is able to prohibit the Jew's wine through nisach, we agree that the Jew can say, you have no right to prohibit my wine and escape paying for it. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which the spigot of a wine barrel fell out, and an Akum jumped forward and placed his hand on the opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Rav Papa ruled, Kodu ahadi barzo chamra asir. All the wine which is by the spigot, meaning the opening, is forbidden, vidach shari, and the rest of the wine in the barrel is permitted even for drinking. This wine is not considered one unit with the wine in the opening, so the Akum is not viewed as having touched the rest of the wine. In another version, Rav Papa said that all the wine from the spigot and upwards is forbidden, and the wine below the spigot is permitted. Since all the wine above the opening would have flowed out had the Akum not stopped it, this wine is considered a single unit, and the Akum is considered to have touched all of it. The wine under the opening, which would have remained inside regardless, is considered separate and is permitted. The Gemara notes that this ruling is a subject of a Machlokas Tanaim regarding a Tefillah Yom who touched a hole in a barrel of wine. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun test. And way back in Maseches Brachos, we had a Simanim contest for members to suggest Simanim to be used as we go through Shas. So this Siman for Daf Nun test was suggested by Binyamin Mishal from Boker Hatan and by Eitan Gavran. They both suggested that Nun test is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine Yayin Nesach, was upset when a third knight stuck his armored hand into a wine barrel opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Once again, slow motion. The Yid who hired one knight, that must be Randav Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, which reminds us, Rav Kahana was asked, may an idolater bring grapes to the wine press? Tosafos explains that after bringing the grapes to the wine press, the transporter empties the grapes into the treading basin, which contains flowing wine. He replied, Asur is forbidden, Mishum Lech Lech Amru Nazir, because of the principle of, we tell the Nazir, go away, Schor Schor Lekarmel Lotikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yayin Nesach, which reminds us, Rav Ashi ruled that if an Akum pours a Jew's wine as a libation, prohibiting it in any benefit, although he can't sell it to another idolater, it's mutter to collect its value from the Akum who prohibited it. He explained, Mikkel Kalye, the Akum essentially burned the wine, thus he's not selling him Yayin Nesach, but collecting payment for permitted wine that the Akum destroyed. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yayin Nesach, was upset when a third knight stuck his armored hand into a wine barrel opening to stop the wine from flowing out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident in which the spigot of a wine barrel fell out, and an Akum jumped forward and placed his hand in the opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Rav Papa ruled all the wine which is by the spigot, meaning the opening, is forbidden, vidach shari, and the rest of the wine in the barrel is permitted even for drinking. This wine is not considered one unit with the wine in the opening, so the Akum is not viewed as having touched the rest of the wine. The Gemara presents another version for Rav Papa. So once again, the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yayin Nesach, was upset when a third knight stuck his armored hand into a wine barrel opening to stop the wine from flowing out. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Hey, so the simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The idolater who is speeding over the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, 55, that must be on Daf Nun Hey. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, which reminds us, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded, any Asurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. So the idolater was speeding over the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press, where grapes are crushed by foot, from an Akum. Ve'ena osa yayin nesach ad jiyard labor, and it cannot become yayin nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorkim imah avod kochavim bagas. One may tread with an idolater in the winepress, and there's no concern he's being paid for working with a prohibited substance since the juice is still permitted. So the idolater was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there, they wouldn't let him because the wine can become Yain Nesach as soon as it starts to flow. Which reminds us, Rav Huna says, Yain Kaven Shehishchili Mashech Osi Yain Nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become Yain Nesach. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum without concern that it can become Yain Nesach, but later they thought it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become Yain Nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and our standard Siman is a shusher who says, nu-nu, nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher yelled, nu-nu, shusher yelling, nu-nu. That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The shusher yelled nu-nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sources that squeezed juice is only wine, mishikapet, when the pits and peels float to the surface sometime after descending into the pit, or mishiyishla, from when he draws it from the pits into the barrels. So the shusher yelled nu-nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of the pit rose up to the strainer, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that after the wine descends into the pit, that which is in the pit is forbidden, but what remains above is permitted. Rav Huna said that this is only if he did not return the contents of the strainer to the treading basin. But if he returned the strainer's contents to the treading basin, the wine in the basin is prohibited. So the shusher yelled nu-nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of a pit rose up to the strainer, so they could hear the wonder child teach that nisach baregel, Loshmei Nisach, which reminds us, there's a child who mastered Maseches Avodah Zarah at age 6, and they asked him if one may tread on grapes together with an akum in a winepress. He answered that it's permitted. They persisted that even if his hands were tied, that he might make a libation with his foot, and he answered, Nisach Deregel, Loshmei Nisach. A libation made with the foot is not considered a libation and does not prohibit the wine. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose. So here goes. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, which reminds us, we discuss an akum who unintentionally touches wine. And Rav ruled, Tinok ben Yomo hu osi Yain Nesach, even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it Yain Nesach. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, which reminds us, Shmuel said that if one purchased slaves from an idolater, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikvah, they still make wine they touch into Yain Nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand into it by throwing it into a larger barrel, which reminds us, an akum once entered a Jewish store in Machoz and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The akum knows wine sitting in a bucket, he thrust his hand into it and said, Hailav Chamruhu, is this not wine? The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the akum that he could not have it. Rav permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Nachman prohibited it. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be on Daf Nun Ches. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, which reminds us, Abai quoted a braisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous daf. Regarding an official who examines wine who is an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel, such an incident occurred and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably, this means it's prohibited even in Hanah, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. So it was a rough day at Noah Goldberg the Zookeeper's Cafe when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink, which reminds us Rav Yochanan ben Arza and Rav Yossi ben Norai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta'ashkinan, come pour us a drink, after he poured the wine into the cup and emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. The Gemara continues, explaining the rationale for both. So it was a rough day at Noah Goldberg the Zookeeper's Cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink. At the same time, an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink Mishum Lech Lech Amri Nazira. Because of the principle, we tell the Nazir, go away, go away, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an Akum is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all, but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf to discuss the case of an Akum who was mistakenly asked to pour wine for two rabbanim? That's on daf? Nunches. Good. Number two. Which daf to discuss the incident of an official who examines wines who's an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up some wine? That's on daf? Nunches. Good. Number three. Which daf to learn that nisuch de regel, loshme nisuch, the making libation with a foot is not considered a nisuch? That's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number four. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when an Akum used his hand to plug an opening in a barrel? That's on daf? Nun tes. Good. Number five. Which daf do you learn that even an idolater's one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yai nesach? That's on daf? Nun zayin. Good. Number six. Which daf do we discuss sources that squeeze juice is only wine mishikape or mishiyishle? That's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that one can collect payment from an akum who prohibits a Jew's wine? That's on daf? Nun tes. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum, but later they prohibited it because it can become yai nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn why Kosh Baruch Hu does not destroy idols? That's on daf? Nun dalad. Good. Number ten. Which daf do we learn that we do not permit an idolater to bring grapes to the wine press? That's on daf? Nun tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.